Today we'll be Ezra Shem be learning Daf Samach Vav Masechtas Yuma. The topics we're learning about today include the Gemara will continue the discussion from the previous Daf about the case of the Sar Mashtaleach, which is put out to pasture until it contracts a mum. Why this Sar cannot be used for next year's carbon. The next Mishnah continues the narrative of the Yom Kippur service and begins describing the process of the Sar Mashtaleach. Some of the key topics and concepts that we'll learn about include Erechin. An Erech is a specific type of vow and pledge in which a person accepts upon himself to pay a specific amount of money stipulated in the Torah based on age and gender. Charamim. A charam is another type of pledge and donation. There are two types of charamim. Charmi kahanim, which are given to the kahanim for their personal use and cannot be redeemed from the kohen. Charmi shemayim, which are donated to the Beis HaMikdash for bedek habayis, maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash, and can be redeemed like any other hekdash. Chai noises atzmai. The Torah does not prohibit carrying live people, and according to one opinion, live animals from one rishus to another on Shabbos, because the live person carries himself. Smicha. Smicha refers to the mitzvah to lean with all one's might on the head of a korban before it is slaughtered. Hasra. If a person transgresses a law for which the punishment is the death penalty or lashes, he can only be punished if he had been given a proper hasra or warning by someone in front of two witnesses. The warning must be, stop what you are doing or about to do, because this action is prohibited and you will be punished with misa or malchus for doing it, or something to that effect.